I remember 40 years ago, God was pinging on me a little bit. Jan and I were married. Yeah, 40 years ago, Jan and I were married. We went up to seminary up in Presbyterian Seminary and were interviewed. Presbyterian Church sent me through all these tests that they go through, and I decided if I'd go get my master's in social work, God would leave me alone. And that was a good deal to me. God doesn't leave you alone. He just waits for a more opportune time. It would have been far easier for me 42 years ago to surrender than 25 years ago. If anything is good in me, anything praiseworthy, anything commendable, it is only because of God's grace at work in me. It ain't about me. It's not about any of these men up here in stiff backwards collars. It's not our ministry. I have no ministry. Christ Jesus has a ministry to save the lost, and He's chosen to use me somehow, and I don't understand it yet, but gee, at times it's a lot of fun. And at times it stinks. And when I look at when it stinks, I realize I got a little too much David in there. I put a little English on the ball, and I shouldn't have. I should have just played it straight. The story is told about a minister that went through the Johnstown flood, and he loved to tell the story over and over and over again, how God saved him. Everywhere he went, he would spend all his times talking about what God had done. One day he died and went to heaven, and there was going to be a big hootenanny meeting that night with all of the saints. And so he ran up to Peter, who was going to be in charge, and says, "Oh, Peter, can I tell my story of what God did and saved me in the flood?" Peter hemmed for a minute and said, "Well, yeah, but just please remember, Noah's going to be there." Guys, it doesn't matter so much what God did. He did something and in the living, but I'm going to ask you this, what has He done lately? And know this, whatever He did for you, someone else can double it and will. And it's not about the event. It's about the change that happened. If you're going to give a testimony, then there's got to be, that was then, and this is now, and this is what God has done in my life. There's got to be the change that draws people in and makes them hungry. So, saints of God, I say God speaks to you. Listen to the voice internally. Am I what I used to be? I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I hope to be. But I am what I am by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Advent. Looking behind for what God has done. Looking ahead for what He's about to do. And if there's any confusion between the two, the devil's gotten in the works. Because the one thing, as Father Looker told me, the one thing God, the devil don't want is us to succeed in surrendering to what He's doing. As we approach this holy season of Christmas. Today in your prayers, let God reveal to you where you've come from. Not to live there, but so that He can show you where you're headed. Because as my friend Ed Skiba used to say, we're not AstroTurf. If we're not growing, we're dying. And I would want for this Advent season and the coming Christmas season for us all to grow. Let the plates in our lives shift. And sometimes that means that we have to make the hard decisions, that we have to stay in the place because God's using us to bring someone else along. Please stand to your feet. Lord, we thank you that your grace is at work in each and every one of us. We praise you for the changes that you have made in our lives, and we confess that we are not all where we could be. Forgive us for often being too complacent. Forgive us sometimes for taking credit for good that is in us. Forgive us at times when we are too full of ourselves, and help us to stretch and grow and climb and risk and whatever else that we can do that might glorify your holy name. Stir up the fire within us, Lord, and give us a holy conviction and determination to fulfill your will in this life, so that when we enter the next, we might hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Take your bulletin.